After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 6, Bhishma Dev speaks. Oh, what terrible sufferings, what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the sons of religion personified. You Pandavas did not deserve to remain alive under those tribulations. And yet, you were protected by the Brahmanas, God, and religion. As far as my daughter-in-law Kunti is concerned, upon the death of that great general Pandu, she became a widow with many children, and she therefore suffered greatly. And when you boys were grown up, she suffered a great deal more because of your actions. In my opinion, this is all due to inevitable time, under whose control everyone in every planet is carried, just as clouds are carried by the wind. Oh, how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time, for it is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in the presence of King Yudhishthir? He is the son of the demigod controlling religion. How can there be reverses in Bhim, the great fighter with a club? And how can there be reverses in the great bowman Arjuna with his mighty weapon Gandiva? And above all, how can there be reverses in the Lord himself, who is the direct well-wisher of the Pandavas? O King Yudhishthir, no one can know the plan of Lord Sri Krishna. Even though great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. O Yudhishthir, best among the descendants of Bharat, I maintain, therefore, that all this is within the plan of the Lord. Accepting the inconceivable plan of Krishna, you must follow it. You are now the appointed administrative head. Oh, my dear Yudhishthir, you should now take care of those subjects who are now rendered helpless. For you see, this Sri Krishna is no other than the inconceivable, original personality of Godhead. Krishna is the first Narayan, the supreme enjoyer. But he is moving amongst the descendants of King Vrishni just like one of us. And so Krishna is bewildering us with his self-created energy. O King Yudhishthir, Lord Shiva, Narada, the great sage among the demigods, and Kapila, the incarnation of Godhead, all know very confidentially about Krishna's glories through direct contact. Oh, Yudhishthir, that personality whom out of ignorance only you thought to be your maternal cousin, your very dear friend, well-wisher, counselor, messenger, benefactor, is that very personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Being the absolute personality of Godhead, he is present in everyone's heart. He is equally kind to everyone, and he is free from the false prestige of differentiation. Therefore, whatever he does is free from material inebriety. Krishna is equibalanced. Yet, despite Krishna being equally kind to everyone, he has so graciously come before me while I am ending my life. And why? for I am his unflinching servitor. The personality of Godhead, who appears in the mind of the devotee by attentive devotion and meditation, as well as by chanting of his holy name, releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of one's quitting the material body. My Lord, who is four-handed and who is beautifully decorated with a lotus face, eyes as red as the rising sun, I see that he is smiling. May Lord Krishna kindly await me at that moment when I indeed quit this material body. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.